Neither Israelis nor Palestinians were happy with everything President Obama said yesterday. And today we have reactions to the president's speech from three locations in the Middle East. We begin with Shira Frenkel in Jerusalem.
President Obama's speech aired at full length on both Israeli and Palestinian primetime news. Just minutes after he had stepped off the podium, officials on both sides took issue with the president for parts of his speech, each expressing disappointment that he didn't go further. In the West Bank, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said he was calling an emergency meeting of his cabinet. He acknowledged that Palestinians had won a major victory, with the U.S. president acknowledging the 1967 or UN-designated border as the lines of a future state. But Saab Erekat, a Palestinian official intimately involved with negotiations, said those borders have been the basis for talks for years. He said it was a major blow that Obama rejected their bid in the UN to get a state approved on 1967 lines, and that Israel announced the building of 620 new housing units in West Bank settlements Thursday. In Gaza, Dr. Ahab Bissoussou, a political analyst, summed up the Palestinian sentiment.
I think it was very disappointing for many Palestinians. In one hand, he emphasized on a Palestinian state. However, he didn't initiate any progress with the Palestinian state.
Israel, meanwhile, celebrated Obama's strong support of its position in the planned UN vote on Palestinian statehood. Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu delayed his flight to Washington for Obama's speech. He immediately rejected withdrawing to 1967 borders, calling them indefensible. On Friday, Netanyahu and Obama will meet, before the Israeli Prime Minister gives an address to Congress next week. Speaking on Israeli television, Cabinet Minister Gilad Erdan, a close ally of Netanyahu, said he would make a strong statement in the U.S. Israel won its immediate goal of seeing the Palestinians' UN bid dismissed, said Erdan. He added that more victories would come after Netanyahu's visit to D.C. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frenkel in Jerusalem.